Tea Party groups had tried to get the word out about Kasich's campaign appearance at a sign-making shop in Beaver Creek. But only a trio of opponents of the Common Core standards came out with their T-shirts and poster boards to convince Kasich to back the latest repeal attempt, including local retired resident Mike Sneed, who calls himself both a Tea Partier and a Republican.
Well, it's a work day, and many of our people do work. And so it's, you know, it's one of those things where people have other things they must do. But we're happy to be here to express our support for repealing Common Core.
Standing a few feet away, holding the only anti-Kasich sign in the area, was Doris Adams, the chair of the Greene County Democratic Party, who was not surprised to see just a small Tea Party presence and was happy to talk up her party's candidates.
Democrats have never professed to walk on water, but at least we'll work our hearts out. We have one of the finest teams. I hope there's enough moderate people out there, regardless of party, that will step up on Election Day and do what's right for Ohio.
And Adams says she's firmly behind Ed Fitzgerald, in spite of what's been happening within his campaign.
Did we get one?
Inside the sign shop, Kasich continued his low-key campaign, meeting with about two dozen invited supporters, posing for pictures, shaking hands.
A lot of us would like to see on the ballot for president. And how can we get that to happen? And are you in favor of that?
And talking with a group of reporters. He was asked about his double-digit lead on Fitzgerald, with around 50 days to go until early voting begins.
You know, I don't really pay any attention to these public polls. That's just not what I do. And, you know, when I play golf, I don't pay attention to how the other person's playing. I just take care of my own game.
When asked about the departures of some of Fitzgerald's top campaign staff, Kasich said he didn't have any comment. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.